Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hey everyone, this is Klaatu. We're going to continue our discussion of the Gods of Porphyra. We're within the chaotic evil realm now, and we'll start out with Mal. Mal is the destroyer of worlds, the Forgotten One, god of annihilation, ruin, and transformation. His worshippers tend to be apocalyptic cults, evil druids, and he'd be a pretty good fit for any warlike nation or warlike tribe. Any generic enemy that is bent on destruction would fit quite well with Mal, I think you'll find. His alignment, of course, chaotic evil. His domains are chaos, destruction, evil, and plant. His subdomains are catastrophe, decay, protean, and rage. His favored weapon is the resin blade and scorpion whip. His favorite animal? None. He doesn't like animals. So the legend of Mal is shared between, it's probably the only thing shared between Garana's Divine Record and Eshquala's Songs of Power. Those two articles of different faiths, they don't share a whole lot. They both say pretty explicitly, do not invoke the name of Mal. According to the legend, there is a plane of existence that is, that it exists exclusively as a prison for Mal. And the way that it came about was that Mal, long ago, wanted nothing more than to make all realities essentially a mirror or a replica of his own. The problem is that the plane that he exists on is total, well, not total, but is quite chaotic. And so when he would go to other worlds, he would disrupt them in every way possible. He would take the open fields and cause them to be broken apart by mountains and rocks and sharp obsidian cliffs. He would cause the calm rivers to burst into gushing rapids with jagged rocks. He would cause lush jungles to choke under a tangle of twisted briars and thorns. Any living sentient creature on the in the world would be turned into an inhuman servant, or they would just be killed by Malite's followers. And his thirst for destruction never ended, of course, with anything that he destroyed. He always wanted more, and eventually he sought to dominate even the great beyond, the very domain of the gods themselves. At that point, the gods banded together, brought in some planar heroes, and met the Malite invasion, blasted his horde to pieces, and bound him up with powerful magic, sealed him away to rot forever within his own perverted domain. And yet, his influence lives on. It was the calling of the elves and orcs and other magical creatures that opened just enough of a crack in the fabric of the multiverse to allow Mal to create a conduit for his power to enter the souls and minds of those in your campaign setting who would love to see nothing more than the universe fall to ruin. Let's talk a little bit about his church. The Church of Mal is comprised largely of druids, anti-paladins, and rangers. To a Malite, Mal is the only god. They're almost monotheistic. And if he's not the only god, then there's that small allowance that he's at least the only god that matters. The druids that lead the church exercise the highest authority and preside over all the religious rituals. And most of the rituals end up as expressions of some study to transform the world around them into another domain belonging to Mal. So grisly experiments that let chaos overtake any sense of of order, and preferably the extermination or banishment of outsiders. Maul's anti-paladins command legions of Maulite warriors into battle, and rangers study planar travel so they can guide Maul's armies back into the great beyond. When Maul's power came into your current campaign setting, it created the Forest of Gora, which is a kind of, I would imagine, a vaguely Mirkwood-style forest where evil dwells and chaos reigns. You could have this forest conveniently located near your main city, you know, the one that's under threat, or you could have it remotely located, and maybe that's where all the orcs are emerging from mysteriously. There's a suggestion that this Forest of Gora is it may be possibly a gateway to, or at least a point of access of a gateway to Maul's realm. Temples to Maul appear as enormous birds' nests, I'm assuming inverted. I doubt that their churches are just big bowls sitting on the land, so I'm assuming it's an inverted bird's nest made of briars and thorns, with a small opening in the roof, and a chunk of obsidian serves as their altar. Druids, I'm assuming there's also a door somewhere. Druids meditate each night. They pray for the dissolution of Maul's magical bonds, and he is worshipped by hidden druidic cabals who wish for chaos to descend upon the civilized world so that all will be destroyed and they might gain the favor of Maul. Spell preparation rituals. Since his imprisonment, there's not a whole lot of detail concerning what Maul likes to see when you are renewing your spells. Cultists are often said to transform their bodies into some form that they believe looks like a member of the Maulite Horde. They implant thorns under their skin, or they wrap briars around themselves. Druids of Maul would probably choose a clerical domain favoring a bond with nature rather than, for instance, an animal companion. And rangers devoted to him bond with their companions and choose good outsiders as a favored enemy. There are two religious traits that you get if you follow Maul. The Destroyer of Maul. Maul extends his blessings amongst his most faithful to grant them even more destructive power. Choose either the destruction or plant domain or any associated subdomain with a power that grants 3 plus your wisdom modifier uses per day. You may use that power once more per day. Harbinger of Maul. The Harbingers are to be at the forefront of Maul's planar invasion, gaining a plus 2 trait bonus on knowledge planes checks to identify creatures. And that's everything on Maul that we've got. I think that Maul is a pretty good candidate for merging in with Nyarlathotep from Lovecraft. It's pretty much exactly what the story is. I mean, Nyarlathotep is essentially, I don't know that he's technically banished, but he's out there in a chaotic plane that is just absolute murder to go to, with a bunch of weird freakish creatures all around him. He is called the Crawling Chaos. I'm getting that Maul is and Nyarlathotep are basically the same god. So, or Azathoth, I guess you could also drop in there as well, since they're kind of related. But either way, it's, yeah, this is kind of the prototypical god of chaotic evil. You can make this the god of any given warlike tribe, and I think no one will question it. I mean, if you're the type of fantasy author or GM who needs to have deep-rooted, logical reasons for things to, you know, motivations for your tribe of orcs, like why are they so warlike? Because they don't have any resources in their own homeland, or if you go that deeply into their psychology, then maybe that wouldn't work as well for you. Or maybe it would, it's up to you. But if you're more just the type of generic kind of fantasy, there are good guys and there are bad guys, this is easy. This is super easy. You need a warlike tribe of something to go attack the non-warlike tribe of humans. Oh, they're followers of Maul. They're bent on destruction. And it's a great one for any given evil magic user that you want to be at the center of the evil ritual that is threatening, you know, the local princess or the noble's daughter that he's hired you to rescue her or whatever. It's just, yeah, it's very kind of generic evil for just the sake of evil. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, actually. I tend to be quite generic in my fantasy reasonings. I very much like there to be the good guys and the bad guys, and I don't really want to sit there and identify what's causing the bad guys to act contrary to the good guys, and to analyze how, if only we had supplied the orc tribe with a fair share of water and food, they wouldn't come attack us. Like, that sort of thing is fine for me in real life. And to be fair, it actually really, really worked for me really well in the World of Warcraft movie. But by and large, in fantasy, in my fantasy, I don't want to actually think about that sort of thing, and prefer the black and white world of good and evil, fire and ice, opposing forces. I prefer my bad guys to just be generically evil bad guys who exist because evil exists on some evil plane and got through the fabric of reality, and that is exactly what Maul is. It's textbook chaotic evil. I say it's quite solid. I would probably, again, honestly, I would probably end up using Nyarlathotep, but then again, Maul is a lot easier to say. That's Maul, that's what we've got, and I think it's good. I think it's bad. Talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.